The MSU Racquetball Club is headed to the Intercollegiate National Championships in Tempe, Arizona next week, where several hundred players from universities across the U.S. will compete. Last year, the men's team placed fourth. The players had been practicing 2 to 3 times a week in the Student Fitness Center on campus. But on the night of March 7th, the roof of the South Gym collapsed under the weight of record-breaking snow.
I really couldn't believe it. I mean, it's not something you'd ever expect to happen, especially somewhere like I'm there almost every day of the week. I was there until 10:30 that night that it happened, and then I was going to be there the next morning as well.
Gavin Usher is a junior at MSU and president of the Racquetball Club, which has moved practice to the Ridge Athletic Club about 3 miles west of campus. Ridge gave the students a 50% discount so they could continue practicing for nationals. Racquetball coach Scott Krushensky says at first they had a few logistical issues trying to get everyone there. Not everyone on the team has a car, but they've been carpooling, and Krushensky says they're back on track.
I don't think it's going to affect how they play when we go to the intercollegiate tournament. In fact, it might have helped us out a little bit to try to get their mindset ready for a tournament of this caliber.
MSU is in the process of demolishing the entire east side of the Student Fitness Center, which was built in 1973. This includes the north and south gyms, 10 racquetball courts, a squash court, climbing wall, fitness room, and the nutrition and physical activity office. The university is waiting to hear back about their insurance claim before working on plans to rebuild the new section. MSU spokesperson Michael Becker.
The fitness center at MSU is a widely used facility. Many staff, many students take part in that. And so having it closed is, you know, displacing a lot of people. But since we lost the gyms, we've been working pretty much nonstop to restore as many services as we can.
More than 12,000 people used the fitness center during MSU's 2018 fiscal year. The university plans on hosting discussions with students later this year to find out what they want for the new section. Rachel Kramer, YPR News.